I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's day 67 of the program. Wow. Rolling through week 9, our revamp week and tweak. This is where we make changes to the actual food plan itself. Now, we've been switching up our focus week to week, right? We started with that basic food plan, and then we went to downsizing, going from eating dissatisfaction to slightly unsatisfied. And then we had our feeding the metabolism tweak, splitting up your meals and snacks into two portions. Just another way to get even more in tune to those portions, prioritize yourself, double down, ask the 4 questions. And of course, week to week to week brings up a lot of feels, right? Issues and associations. It brings awareness to how we use food to cope. It brings awareness to how our body's responding to the foods that we're eating. And so really each week just builds and builds and builds and builds. Interestingly enough, I was over in customer service because we have an amazing customer service department. And someone was saying, well, I'm loving the current program. I wanna sign up again, but do I have to go back and do all those things? It seems like the body's just gonna get used to, you know, well, they didn't sound like that. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but it just seems like the body's gonna get used to, because I think I'm saying it like that because sometimes it is like, fuck, I gotta go do all those things again. Doesn't the body just get used to doing those things? Well, a couple weeks working through your issues, a couple weeks of downsizing, a couple weeks of splitting up meals and snacks, a couple weeks of working the revamp. It's nothing. That's nothing. A couple weeks of, listen, 91 days is nothing compared to what you have put your body through. And we really are rewiring and reworking how your body has come to function. And I'll say it again, just like any other diet, and I don't mind if people call the living method a diet, call it whatever you want. I'm not afraid to call it a diet. It's, you know, it's designed to help you lose weight, taking a concentrated period of time. Just like any other diet you do, you're going to have to keep doing it until you reach your goal. So the living method is about breaking it down into digestible bits. 91 days, 12 weeks, enough time to actually make change. There's a start date and there's an end date. I mean, if it was up to me, I would make my whole program a year long. Because I think even if you only have 10, 20 pounds to lose, you might have to work a lot longer at working through your issues and associations and habits and whatnot. In fact, oh my gosh, we had an amazing conversation with Dr. Ruth Kane yesterday in the maintenance and mindfulness group. So first of all, if you are unaware, because you've just been listening to our weight loss lives and podcasts, because a lot of people are listening just by way of podcast. We have a whole maintenance and mindfulness group, and we are working on a maintenance and mindfulness program. Right now we have a support group for people while they're working through maintenance. And a lot of people are doing another round of the program to solidify their weight. We're going to talk about maintenance at the end and your options for that. But Ruth Kane joined us yesterday. Wow, what an insightful conversation. I highly suggest, even if you are focusing on your weight loss journey, that you take time to listen to that conversation. It's available on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina. So Ruth, as you may or may not know, is from the University of Ottawa, and she's been studying the Living Method for the last couple of years. She actually got government funding in order to do so. So she runs those studies independent from us. And she she's just lovely and she is real. And I love our very real conversations about what she is finding out. So we are out, obviously, to prove to the Science Society, the Research Society, the who's who of whoever, and most importantly, people, that the Libby Method works. And we know that. Without a shadow of a doubt, she did her e-presentation at the Canadian Obesity Summit last year. We know the Libby Method works. In fact, it works really, really well. To be deemed a successful diet, people have to lose 5% of their body weight within 6 months. Our members are doing that within 3 months. 5% of their body weight within 3 months. Some people are losing up to 25% of their body weight. And so it's just, we know the program works. So that's great. And not that we're not still going to do, we're going to do our own like clinical studies. There's a lot that we want to do to dive into this even more. Not just the fact that it's great for weight loss, but all the health benefits that people are experiencing far beyond just moving the dial on that scale and reaching their goals. Now she's looking at maintenance. We want to prove that the Libby Method is a sustainable way of losing your weight. So this is, again, what sets the Libby Method apart is our, you know, you don't have to count, weigh, and measure, because that's not a sustainable way to lose your weight. And, you know, yes, it's a guided program and process. Unlike any other diet where you're just kind of trying to figure it out on your own as you go, just eat less, exercise more. But really, it's our focus on maintenance. So everything that you are learning and going through is going to factor into your maintenance journey. But one of the things we talked about is that people who have done the program longer have an easier time in maintenance. That is because they spent more time solidifying the previous weight that they've lost. Say if you have a lot of weight to lose and you're doing multiple rounds. So as you go, your body is solidifying your weight along the way, as opposed to someone who does one program and they're one and done. Now, listen, if you do one program and you lose all your weight, that's amazing. I don't want to, like, you know, have a bummer of a conversation. This isn't saying it's going to be hard for you to maintain your weight. It's not. And it's not about the physical time even that you're putting in. It's about, you can be done losing your weight and not done working through your issues and associations and your habits and your beliefs and your traumas, right? And there's such a benefit into putting even more time into, you know, solidifying that, the new habits that you've created. And that was another takeaway of the conversation. I'm going to get to your questions in a second, where we talked about the four stages of the Libby Method is lose your weight. Okay. That's what you're here to do. Solidify your weight. So put about 3 months into helping your body adjust to your new weight. And that's where you have people who are doing another round of the Libby Method weight loss program in order to do that. And then there's maintaining your weight. And some people might stay in the stage for 2 weeks, some people 2 years. This is where you're learning to trust what maintenance now looks like and feels like to you, what's normal in terms of fluctuations on the scale. Maybe you stop weighing yourself, you stop asking the four questions, you're learning to trust that you've done this in the right way, that you've worked through a lot of those issues before you move on to that finally and forever stage. And so, you know, again, I always say the Libby Method is no magic pill. It's what you are learning, really. It's what you're unlearning and relearning and learning. These are like things that you're going to bring forward with you into your new life. Essentially, you're creating the life of your dreams. You're creating how you want to move through the world, physically, mentally. Who do you want to be? Because food is such a big part of our lives. It's how we connect people. It's how we show love. It's, we use it for enjoyment. We use it for so many things. So it's about reconnecting with food. But it's also about continuing the basic principles of the Libby Method. You know, going high protein for breakfast is always going to be a benefit. Making sure you add leafy greens and healthy fats to your meals, always going to be a benefit. Making sure you are hydrated, always a benefit. Trying not to eat at night, always a benefit. It's not that you can't eat at night. If you want to go back to eating at night is, chances are, not why your body felt the need to store fat in terms of calories. It's not about what you were eating at night. It was the fact that eating at night messes with your sleep. You mess with your sleep, it messes with your hormones. You mess with your sleep and your hormones, it messes with how your body is converting the foods that you're consuming into energy. Like, it's all really connected. And, you know, it's about moving forward with those principles, not going all day long without eating again. You know, so a lot of the same guidelines that you were following with the Libby Method, you're going to kind of take those and move forward with those. And because one of the big conversations that we have in maintenance, which is, again, why I suggest, even if you are just focused on losing weight right now, to catch some of those maintenance conversations, is that when you are no longer chasing a goal, what is your motivation to manage your stress and manage your sleep and eat healthy, nutrient-rich foods and be mindful and prioritize yourself and all of that. And so we talk a lot about how people are easily maintaining their weight, but they don't feel as good as they felt when they were trying to lose weight, is because they were no longer prioritizing those things. Anyway, a really fascinating conversation that we had with Ruth yesterday. That's the Weigh In Wednesday conversation that we actually have every week. And you have access to those conversations. Now, the maintenance group itself is a pay one price, get in $75, and you get access to our amazing community, a team of people ready, happy, excited to answer your questions, amazing access to our guest segments. There's a lot that we do in the maintenance group that obviously you don't have access to. Sometimes we have people who are members of both, and we just did a big sale with our maintenance and mindfulness group. As you guys know, we had a Black Friday sale. We've never done that before with our maintenance group. And then of course, when we had our original registration open for our next spring summer group, we had the maintenance group on sale for $60 too, which is, we hardly ever do that. I mean, $75 a program's a steal. So we have so many of you who are sitting on your maintenance memberships waiting until you are done, but there is a lot of value for being in there and listening to the conversation. It's kind of like you're headed to Disneyland and it's like you're in the car and you're halfway there. Great. It's like having a map. Because then when you get to Disneyland, you're like, where are we going to park? What part of the park are we going to see? Where are we going to eat? Where's the bathrooms? Like, it's a whole other thing once you get there. So I think like kind of listening to the conversations in maintenance, kind of like having a map to Disneyland, you're kind of getting an understanding of what maintenance really is all about. Gina, you are so right. It's what's in your head, and most important, it really makes a difference in your decision making every day. Thanks for the emphasis on that. Yeah, but more than that too. Yeah, right, Mary? More than that is you are actually changing. You are changing who you are. And maintenance is really about embracing the new you. The way you see the world is different. The way you show up in the world is different. The way you communicate and move in the world is different. And you're always, people are always subconsciously, you know, sizing themselves up, measuring themselves, judging themselves against other people. You know, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot to, you know, a lot of self-confidence. You're feeling calm. You're feeling confident in who you are. You know what works for you. You not only know when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat, you know you're in tune. When you get in tune to that, what's really cool is you are so in tune to everything across the board. You're trusting your gut, your intuition. You have a second brain in your stomach. I know no one talks about that, right? And it's all wired and your body's connected and you are innately in tune and you are reconnecting with that. So you are in being self-aware, in prioritizing yourself, in getting your brain to rewire, to trust your intuition, and puts you in tune with everything across the board. It really changes who you are and how you're showing up. We're going to talk more towards the end of the program about how people are responding to the changes that you've made. It can be uncomfortable sometimes for people because you are changing. It can make spouses nervous. It can disrupt friend groups. If you used to be the fat friend and now you're no longer the fat friend, so someone else has to be the fat friend, it can change dynamics at work. You know, if you used to bond over jelly donuts in the morning with, you know, Susie, and now you're showing up and drinking your lemon water and your high protein breakfast, maybe Susie's not the person you're going to hang out with in the morning anymore. Maybe you're going to, you know, meet up with Joy and the walking group now. You know, like, this really is an opportunity because you are making so much change to really take some time and think, like, who's that person that I want to be? Who's my best self? How is my best self living their life? How do they wake up in the morning? What do they eat for breakfast? What do they do throughout the day? You may have an office job, but yeah, maybe you're joining that walking group at lunch rather than scrolling on, you know, Instagram and thinking about the life that you want, the things that you could do, you know, like it really, this whole program and process really does change you. It all starts with that mental part. The educational diet program has literally changed my mind. My life. My mind is clear. I sleep 100% better. My food bills are cheaper. Yeah, I love that you're saying that. I look healthier. I feel healthier. The only drawbacks, I will need to buy new clothes that fit. Yeah. Hi, Brad. So you know what? It's there's so much truth in that because that's a real thing, actually. And I've sat down with people and said, okay, you know, the most expensive part of my program is the new wardrobe that you're going to need. And everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to have that problem until you have to buy the new wardrobe. We're going to have Tanya from Yaya join us. She's going to talk about how to extend the life of your clothing. It's a real issue for some people. Plus, it makes you nervous, right? Because what if? You know, there's a lot that goes into that. That's also an amazing opportunity, and it puts in your face like who you really are. A lot of people notice that their style has changed, or it's a great opportunity to embrace the fact that they've changed, you know? I love what you said there. The educational diet program has literally changed my life. We were talking about this in the maintenance conversation with Ruth yesterday, is really teaching people not just what to eat, but to be in tune and to recognize that they have control. I don't like the word control and moderation when it comes to dieting, but you are totally in control of your thoughts and how you're thinking and the choices that you get to make. So we think of, when we think of dieting and control, well, I'm controlling the fact that I'm not eating that, and I'm controlling what I'm eating and not eating. It's not really about that. It's about being really in tune. That gives you a lot of control over life and the choices that you are making. You know, it's not willpower either, because willpower isn't going to help you eat healthier. It's not even in the education of like it was interesting. I was reading this morning, because I'm always doing research. I don't pretend to know it all, and I don't pretend to be the be-all end-all. And if I come across information that is changing my mind, I will be adjusting the program and the process along with it. Again, the Living Method today is the accumulation of the last 36 years of my life and everything that I've learned. And I always say, is there a better, faster, quicker way to lose weight? I'd let you know. This is something that's been interesting with exercise. And if you've been with the Living Method for a while, the evolution of the exercise conversation. And, you know, I was a personal trainer for my entire life. I know a lot about exercise, and, you know, I basically lived it every day. And you know, exercise has always been a complement to the program. It's just that a lot of people look at exercise as the only way to lose weight, and you can lose weight without exercising. Is it beneficial if you do exercise? Yeah. But I used to talk a lot about cardio. I used to talk a lot about cardio, not in the sense of burning calories, but fight or flight. And every time, and studies have shown that all you have to do to strengthen your heart is to just increase your heart rate as often as possible for as long as possible. So just if you do this once a week and you get your heart rate up as high as possible, right? And for as long as possible, 30 seconds max, whatever, you are immediately sending a message to your body needs to make you stronger. And studies show that this actually makes your heart stronger. So cardio is great for making your heart stronger. Endurance training, also really great. You know, going for long walks, equally effective. Active repair and rebuild. Stretching, obviously hugely important. And weights, the conversation on weights has really changed, because it used to be about maintaining muscle mass, for the sense that if you have more muscle mass, you'll have a higher metabolism. So essentially you'll burn more calories. But as we know, kind of calories, yes, calories obviously are important, but you have to take into consideration where those calories are coming from. And it's less about your metabolism being higher and your body being more burning more calories at rest, and more about how your body is converting your foods and how your body utilizes insulin, and how that is affected by how much muscle you don't have, and more so how your hormones are affected when you don't maintain that muscle mass, right? So now I've been talking a lot more about the importance of resistance training. Now, cardio is still really important. That's heart health. That is, like, our bodies are meant to move. We're meant to move long distances. We are meant to evoke that fight or flight response. Every time you evoke the fight or flight response, it sends a message to your body like, holy shit, we need to level up here to keep her alive, because she keeps, you know, you hear people talk about running from the lions, and, you know, like, whatever it is, you are still like an active member of society, and you are out there and you are living. So this is why inactivity is so detrimental to health, because of the message that inactivity sends, right? But, you know, I've learned a lot, and, you know, it's more than just teaching people how to eat healthy. It's about teaching you how to be in tune to your needs so you know exactly what you need, right? Which is why the tweaks are so multi-layered each week. It's more than just bumping up the protein or decreasing the carbs. It's about getting even more in tune to hunger levels. It's really cool. But I love that. The educational diet program has literally changed my life. My mind is clearer. Yeah, because you are calm and you are in tune and you are focused on what you need to do. And you have this understanding of how your choices are actually making an impact. You know, and then when you see that, you're like, oh. So at the end of the program, so many people will be like, okay, you're going to hear your friends talk about this diet, that diet, and it's all going to make sense. And so if you're a new member, I wish there was a way to bottle up. And I try to do that with the first overview of the program. But like, you're coming in, you know, you're like, what the hell are we doing here? A lot of you are caught off guard, $75. Next thing you know, you're in this like extensive course you're taking, like, what the heck? With so many working parts to it. But I wish there was a way that we could bottle up how you're going to feel at the end of the program, at the beginning of the program, or there was a way you can explain it. I remember someone a couple of weeks ago asked for the Coles notes. I'm like, the Coles notes. This is the Coles notes. I could literally do a Science Saturday post on every single post, on every single topic that we are talking about every single day. This is the Coles notes. Can you imagine? This is the Coles notes. But I'm glad it's making a difference because we want you to lose your weight. We want this to be the last diet. I love this program. This is my last diet. Yes. I want the Livy method to be the last diet that you've ever done. I should circle back around to sort of what started me on that tangent with someone asking, like, do we just keep repeating the program again? Yeah, you want to do as many rounds exactly as designed. When you see someone who's been successful with the Livy method, they weren't fucking around and doing their own thing. And, you know, each time you do a program exactly as it's designed, exactly as you followed before, is an opportunity to level up. And what you will notice is the things that you worked on first time around are going to be different second time around. Same thing, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. There's always opportunity to learn. It's like, I don't know, it's like I used to say Shrek when my kids were young and we watched Shrek. I've seen that movie like, I don't even know how many times, too many times. And every time I watch it, you're picking up on something new, right? And this is no different, the Livy method, because what you're focused on, where you are at changes, and what you are focused on changes as well. And listen, it never stops. Working through your shit never ends. Wanting to make improvements in your life never ends. It's endless. It's endless, right? So each time you do the program is just an opportunity to level up, level up, level up, level up. I signed up for the spring summer program. I'm going to Jordan and Nepal for the month of May. Nice. Should I just be mindful for the month and catch up when I return? Go by how you feel. So let's talk about that for a sec. Some of you are following behind the program. Now, I'm going to talk about this a lot more. I don't like talking about the end of the program right now because we are far from done. We just every single day we are here. We try not to rush the last month of the program. But you will have access to all the information in the Facebook support group. Your app will take you through the 91 days, right? And then when you open up the next app, that will start on when the next program starts. So you want to take it as far as you can go and then reset with the spring summer program. If you've chosen not to sign up for the spring summer program after the 91 days, your app will just turn into a general tracker. So you can continue to track and, you know, continue on your own or whatever. But if you signed up, you want to take this program as far as you can go and then reset with the spring summer program. Now, we have so many people at the start of every program. And then, so eventually we're working on an app where you can start the program whenever you like and do it on your own timeline. But I love the energy of the groups. And I also love the timing of our programs, right? Like fall, winter, January, spring, great times to start any type of diet. Summer, not the best time to start a diet in the midst of summer, but I love that we kind of roll into summer. But so many people start late. So many people purchase the program because they want in and then they're away for a couple weeks or a month traveling. So then you can like start because it's that reset the first few weeks. You may not be perfect But, you know, who's perfect? It's not about following perfect. So you know what you need to do in those first few weeks of the program so you can still try to follow along. Like, your days that you are tracking still count, even if you're not being perfect. Or you can just start it, like start that day one of the app from when you get back and then just pick up from there. So go with whatever feels like the best move for you. You can't mess it up either way. You can't, even if you kind of like try to follow while you were away for the sake of like feeling good and keeping you on track. Obviously we wouldn't want that to be all consuming while you're traveling Nepal. Like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, there's a lot to making sure you are prioritizing, making sure you're taking time for yourself, eating what you need. I'm sure that's going to be a pretty arduous trip at the end of the day too. Probably lots of hiking and walking and traveling and whatnot. So you can start the Livy method at whatever time works best for you. So I would feel it out. You can always attempt to do it. And then if you're like, you know what, I just don't want to think about this, then just put it on hold. And then when you come back, pick up from exactly where you left off. There's a lot of people doing that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yesterday I was out with my teenage daughter and we were having so much fun. We left lunch too late and we were so hungry. She wanted to eat at this place that serves wings and mac and cheese. I have had the wings but never the mac and cheese because I'm allergic to protein and milk. This time I wanted it so much, so I tried it. Okay, I liked it so much I ate a bunch and my pound of wings. I enjoyed every minute of it, didn't regret it. However, I'm a bit worried that it was so easy to go back to eating whatever and worried in the summer when I'm off again, I will just go back to eating whatever. Where do you factor in this decision making? I mean, what do you think? Your body's like, fuck you. I'm going to make you eat mac and cheese and fucking donuts. And I'm just going to make you so fucking fat because I'm on a mission to make you fat and unhealthy. And so I'm going to fuck you over. Sometimes we think that's what our body's going to do. I've had people say this, well, if I'm just in tune and listen to my body, I'm going to eat donuts for breakfast and burgers for lunch. And all I'm going to eat is pasta and bread. Nah. Get into your head. So you even tell me that you're, first of all, I love your thought process and all this. I love that you enjoyed it. But you already know that your body doesn't like dairy, right? Your body doesn't love dairy. So you can only go on eating mac and cheese for so long before you're shitting your pants, you have cramps, you feel bloated, you feel gross, and you're tired, and then you're not sleeping, and you feel like shitballs. Right? Like you can only do that for so long where your body's going to look at you and be like, hello, Kim, remember we can't eat this shit. Right? And so this is where you are letting your head dictate the choices that you're making. And then you are not giving yourself enough credit for being the person who decides and makes the choices that you make. Right? Like, it's not even about like, I can eat a bag of chips. I love chips. I love them. I know they mess with my sleep. I know when I wake up the next day, I can barely open my eyes because they're so salted shut. And I never feel great. I never feel great after eating a bag of chips. I just don't. And so that, you need to be in tune to that. And you might have a delayed reaction. So you might have gotten away with it. It's like popcorn, right? Like, I choose to eat popcorn. I ate a whole bunch on the weekend. Felt like shit Monday. And my hands have been itchy for days. I have been doing this for 20 years. I know I'm sensitive to popcorn. Do I still choose to have it? Yes, I do. Am I surprised every time that my body reacts? Kinda, because each time I have it, I'm like, maybe this is going to be the time where my body doesn't react. But I know, but I'm choosing to ignore that. I am choosing to ignore that. I'm choosing to accept the consequences. So if you continue to eat foods like processed foods, like mac and cheese, because pasta is a processed food product. And, you know, not that eating carbs doesn't cause you to be fat. What does is like eating them at night, messing with your sleep, you know, feeling guilty about eating them. So then you starve the next day. It's sort of the behavior that follows when we eat those types of carbs that we're so afraid of. Right. So if you have, you know, mac and cheese with a side of leafy greens and, you know, some protein, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that people feel like they have to eat the whole mac and cheese tray, right? It's like you felt like you wanted a bite, so then you ate more, knowing that your body doesn't like dairy, right? So you made a conscious choice to eat something even though you know it doesn't jive well with your system. And so you have control in a sense. Again, we're not trying to control what we're eating and not, but you have control over your thoughts and you have control over your choices. And here's where you do not gain 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. You do not gain your weight back and not notice. And this is why, yeah, losing your weight, giving your body time to solidify your weight will play a major role when it comes time to for you to be able to easily maintain your weight. But you cannot discount the mental part of that. You have to take what you are learning, right? You have to take what you are understanding about how your body's responding to the choices that you're making. And then you have to move forward in your life. You don't trust yourself. However, and I love this, by the way. Thank you for this share. This is amazing. I love the whole thought process. However, I'm a bit worried that it was so easy to go back to eating whatever and worried in the summer that I am off. You didn't go back to eating whatever. Let me point that out to you. You didn't go back to eating whatever. You had a whole thought process of it, right? Like so much so that you made a decision to try it. You made a decision and choice to enjoy it, right? Like this wasn't you didn't go back and mindlessly eat that. That's not what happened here. That's not what happened, right? So I'm a bit worried that it was so easy to go back to eating whatever. You didn't do that. You made a conscious choice to choose to eat something and you made a conscious choice to enjoy it. That's it. Big fucking deal. Move it along. So what that doesn't mean that you order it again today. Right? That doesn't mean that you just keep eating mac and cheese. So you had it. That's it. It's a one-off. And then, you know, you carry on with the rest of your day, right? So I'm worried in the summer when I'm off again, I will just go back to eating whatever, whenever. So you can't do that. I'm fucking telling you right now, you can't do that. You can't just go back to how you were living your life before. And that's why you're taking the basic principles. You know better now. You know better now. And so now when I say that, I'm worried that people think, oh my God, after the Living Method, I'm just going to have to put all this thought and be mindful all day and follow all these principles. You will want to make sure that you're getting in some leafy greens and some healthy fats with your meals. You may not have a salad. You may not be every meal or snack, but you will feel the difference and be like, I need to eat a salad here. I have not had some leafy greens for about a week and I am feeling it. And so I need to add those back in. You will know the difference between starting your day with higher protein and starting your day with a bagel and, you know, whatever. Like, and that's not going to say you're not going to have a bagel one day for breakfast and that you're not going to enjoy that, but you're going to be so in tune. Your body loves what you are doing right now, and that's what it wants to keep doing. And so this comes full circle moment to what I was talking about in the maintenance group, where people are easily maintaining their weight. But what they are realizing, so first of all, eating these kinds of foods aren't going to cause you to gain your weight back. You're going to have to really work hard to gain your weight back. Now, fluctuations are normal. So let's just talk about that for a second. You're not going to gain your weight back by having some mac and cheese every now and then and chicken wings for lunch. That's not going to be what happens. But it comes down to the fact that even when people are easily maintaining their weight, they miss how they felt when they were following the Living Method. And it's not like they miss how they felt when they were prioritizing themselves. They miss how they felt when they were making mindful food choices, foods that gave their body nutrients it needs. They missed how they felt when they were trying to get better sleep. They missed how they felt when they were making a choice to, you know, move their bodies more, right? They missed how they felt when they were managing their stress. Now, you were doing all of those things because you're trying to reach a goal. So when you are no longer trying to reach that goal, why are you doing those things? Well, because you have to come to the realization, wow, fuck, I feel amazing when I try to get better sleep and I, you know, move my body more and I manage my stress and I prioritize myself and I make choices that make me feel good. And after doing a number on myself at my girls' weekend away where all I'd survived on red wine and chips, I feel like shit today. So let me do something about it. Let me get back on track, right? So first of all, I hope that you signed up for the spring summer program, right? Because this is going to carry you through the summer and you can enjoy the summer and the barbecues and the yummy bites of bits and still focus on losing weight. You can do that. You don't have to be hardcore every single time you do a program, right? There's lots of benefits to that. And we will teach you. We'll teach you. This comes down to you do not trust yourself yet. You can have lost, and this can happen. You can lose 100 pounds and still not trust yourself. This is where that third stage of the living method comes in. So there's lose your weight, put time in solidifying your weight. And the third stage is all about maintenance, learning to trust that you're going to make choices, good choices for yourself. Like you are, again, control and moderation have no place in dieting. You're not trying to control anything. You're not trying to moderate anything. You are just going to wake up in tune to your body's needs and you know what your body needs at this point. And that's what these tweaks are all about, getting yourself even more in tune to your body's needs, understanding how your body is reacting. You know what I love? I love that you made this choice while you were focusing on weight loss to have that. And the biggest takeaway here is that you enjoyed it and you didn't regret it. Now, just because you enjoyed it and didn't regret it doesn't mean that you're going to keep having it. And doesn't mean that you're just going to eat whatever you want and take that mentality of like, well, I'm just going to enjoy all of it and never going to regret any of it, because it's going to add up. And you are so in tune that you are going to notice that it doesn't make you feel great. You're going to notice. At some point, you're going to notice and you're not going to keep making that choice over and over. You just have to trust that. Your body wants you. Your body is your biggest cheerleader. Every second of the day, it's repairing and rebuilding and regenerating and rejuvenating for the sake of keeping you alive. It wants you to function at your most highest levels. Like it wants you to be healthy and happy and all those things. Your body is not trying to screw you over. So a lot of times we actually need to get out of our head and into our bellies and ask our body, if you were to go back, okay, not in your head, because I can tell that this was a whole mental process for you. Okay, I'm choosing to have this. I'm choosing to enjoy it. I'm eating it. I'm choosing not to regret it. But if you were to rewind that whole process and before you had it, asked your belly and your body, that's what I'm saying. You have a second brain in your belly. It's super cool and it's real. If you were to ask your belly that, do you want this mac and cheese? And to feel it, not in your head, in your belly was like, bitch, are you for real right now? No, I don't want this. Your body definitely didn't want that, especially if you know you have issues with dairy. But I love the thought process in your brain. All you need to do also is then pull it into your belly. A lot of people get stuck on this with the four questions, the four mindful eating questions. They're in their brain. How's this portion for me? Asking their brain, right? How am I feeling while I'm eating? Collecting data, asking my brain. How did I know when I was done? Trying to logically understand, how did I know when I was done? How do I feel when I'm awake? Awareness, a brain, thinking. It's not in your brain at all. It's in your belly. It's in your body. That is what you're thinking. Let's think about that. Everyone think about that drink, that alcoholic drink that you got sick on, right? Even though we're thinking about that, your body is visually. Some of you are like, what was it? Lemon gin, vodka, tequila, rye and coke, those god awful coolers we used to drink in the 80s. What was it? Or something you've got sick like by eating, food poisoning. What was it? Sausage, spaghetti. What was it? Think about that. And you see your whole body's like, what? Like, that's not a brain thing. This is like your body is remembering what it felt like when you had that and your body's reacting to it. Your body immediately is like, no, No. If your body could talk, what would it be saying, right? Just about saying the word tequila or lemon gin. Like, I just say lemon gin and my saliva glands get enacted. My stomach is all bleh. I can't say it because that's my body's visceral reaction to that. And so in all the smallest way, peach schnapps, Southern Comfort, Zambuca, right? So say it out loud. And then listen to your body. It's like your body's trying to tell you, don't eat that. Don't drink that. And so your body does that all day, every day. It's just that a lot of times we're so in our head about the process that we're not really listening to our bodies. And that's about strengthening that mind-body connection, is that when you think about it, instantly your body's responding and you are training your brain to be in tune to your body. And that's what your mind-body connection is. That's why asking those four questions and constantly tuning into how your body, the question is in your belly, the answer is in your belly, not in your brain. But we're so in our head thinking. In fact, that's when we think of thinking, we don't think of thinking with our body. We just think, well, our brain's up here, so that's what we're doing. Right. And so that's why, you know, all the steps of the living method are to rewire how your body's come to function and rewire how your brain's come to function and rewire your mind body connection and work on strengthening that. So I love this whole process for you, Kim. So you kind of stopped at the mind part and didn't go into the body part nor give yourself enough credit. Right. So listen, and this, how do you do this then? Right. How do you go from where you are? And your very valid concerns. Like, this is a very valid concern, which is why I love the fact that you brought this up and shared it today. So how do you go from here to there? And it's learning to trust. A lot of people don't trust their bodies because you've done this before. You lost the weight and it feels like uncontrollably you gained it back. And that's where I'm trying to show that when you starve and deprive yourself and force your body to burn fat, you will lose weight, but you're also simultaneously reinforcing the fact that your body needs that fat. So that's why first chance it gets, it stores it all back. Then there's also set point, which we talk about, the whole basis of the program. Your body gets used to functioning with a certain amount of food, it adjusts everything around a certain amount of weight, right? And so that's sort of like that's what your body is used to. So it wasn't your body that tried to screw you over. It's just the way those diets are designed. When everyone talks about calories in versus calories out, all those other diets, no one talks about being able to sustain and maintain your weight after. They're all quick fixes. You are never going to ever be able to maintain that. Never. But we think our body did that to us and we don't place any blame on the shitty diet that we were told to do. And you didn't know any better. You did those diets because that's what you were told works. And then people just neglected to tell you that you're going to have to keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again, right? So a lot of people don't have the trust in their bodies. They think that their bodies is trying to fuck them over, make them fat, make them miserable, all of that. So that's some deep issues to work through. And so that's why the way you're framing this process and the way you're going about it can be so important, because that's why it's so important to take time to be proud of yourself, right? To really be grateful for the body that you're in. If you woke up today, you're already living your best life. You know, to collect that data that Dr. Dina and Dr. Beverly talk about, that you're collecting and understanding, to really pay attention to non-scale victories and to really understand that your body is working hard to make change, is that sometimes the only thing you want to see is that number on the scale. You know, and to have this real appreciation, if you are able to move your body, if you are able to exercise, there are a lot of people who are unable to exercise. You know, if you're able to move your body and do these exercises and get your heart rate up, to just be really like, wow, that's amazing, you know? You know, so it's about reconnecting and really finding what resonates for you, right? Finding what resonates for you. Oh my God, I can't get over our conversation with Robin, if you missed it, our Spill the Tea guest this week. That this journey is personal and it's profound in so many ways. You know, it's just to have to figure out a way that that really resonates with you. Did I even answer any questions today? Probably not. Oh my gosh. Beating myself up over, I can't believe the conversation. Made a choice of pretzels and wine last night. Stress eating, beating myself up this morning because I feel crappy. Yeah, don't beat yourself up. really be aware and be like, okay, how's that working for me? Why did I make that choice? Is that what I do? So then this may be a great opportunity for you to realize, wow, I actually stress eat. This is what I do. How was I feeling in that moment? And then visualize doing something else, right? Visualize, instead of eating those pretzels, what if I walk it back? I would have called a friend. I would have gone for a walk. I would have had a nice bath, lit some candles, read a book. I would have, what if I would have done something different? Would that have affected how I feel today? Right? Because you have that, you know, felt crappy this morning. So, but sometimes we have to put it together. We have to play that scenario. So you have to, it's not like, okay, I had the thing, I need to accept the thing, let it go. That doesn't actually help us. So let's rewind to what kind of, Let's rewind even further to earlier in that day. What was happening? Are there things that you could have done in your day that could have helped manage the stress better so that you weren't even at that breaking point when you decided to have the pretzels or the wine? You know, and there's nothing wrong with having a glass of wine. So to me, you guys know I got to stop talking about my wine. You know I love my wine. It's not about the wine. I mean, it is. I actually love wine. It's what it represents. There have been many times where I have poured myself a glass of wine and I just hold it. I hold it. I don't even drink it. There's been many times where I wake up the next day and a full glass of wine is sitting on my bedside table because it wasn't about drinking the wine. It was about the wine represents me time. The wine represents, I recognize I've had a shit day. I need this glass of wine. I don't actually need to drink it. I just need to hold it because I'm recognizing that I'm dealing with some shit. I'm recognizing I need a minute. I mean, it sends a whole message to my whole family. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me alone. I'm drinking wine. Don't talk to me. Don't try to have serious conversations with me. I am just like, I'm shutting her down. Like if I'm drinking wine, I'm not fucking doing anything else. Fuck off. Everyone fuck off. So to me, holding the glass or sitting there, the glass means like, I don't have to talk. I don't have to fix anyone's problems. I don't have to deal with this stress right now. I'm just going to watch my show, drink my wine and just be like, you know, so it's like what the wine represents. And is there other ways that we can do that? A walk by yourself, taking time to call that friend and or ignoring all the other things you got to do. Like you can ignore all the other things you got to do without the wine and the pretzels. The thing about eating is that you cannot think and eat at the same time. You can't. You cannot eat and think. You can eat, chew, and think, but you can't really eat and think at the same time. You're not solving any problems while you're eating anything. And this is why you come up with these solving problems when you're in the middle of the night, when you're sleeping, and while you're in the shower, while you're on a walk. This is when you come up with your best ideas and your problem solving. No one's problem solving ever happened while they were eating, you know? So you could kind of honor that, but take it back further. Okay. So, and then the more you are aware that that is your pattern, right? I watched this thing again this morning. I actually reposted on my Instagram. I got to go, but my Instagram page. And it was about how you fall into negative feelings or negative patterns or habits. You fall back. It's so easy to fall into that negative mindset. You fall into the negative mindset. But the thing about moving forward is that you have to move forward. You have to make a conscious choice to move forward. You have to make a conscious choice to put yourself into a more positive mindset. You have to make a conscious choice to choose more positive thoughts. You have to make a conscious choice to be proactive. When it's so easy to fall back into old habits, fall into negative mindset. Like that fucking shit's easy, man. You can so easily. So what you want to do is that you want to make your new way of thinking the new norm so that when you fall back into positive thinking is your go-to, right? You want to make your new habits your new norm so that when you fall back, you're falling back into healthy habits. Think about that. Like you are working on acquiring those healthy habits, that healthy mindset, those new mind-body connections, so much so, and solidify them to the point that they become your norm, so that when you fall back, you're falling back into those, right? You're falling back into those. So this comes back to that you're worried about you're going to go back into that old lifestyle. You also have to make a conscious choice that the way that you were living was not working for you. It is fun to be able to eat whatever we want. It is not fun to feel how we feel after we eat whatever we want. It is fun to stay up late. It is not fun to feel like shit and feel tired every day. It is fun to sometimes say fuck it and neglect ourselves, but it is not fun how it feels after days and weeks and years of doing that. And so that's, you have to make a conscious choice that, okay, the way that I was living my life was not fun, was not serving me. That's why I chose to make a change. That is why I'm here and I'm pursuing the goal. And so I think with weight loss is where we need to understand this is so much more than losing weight. Like, yes, physically, but it's all the mental stuff. I gotta go. If you can't tell, I'm loving these conversations. If you missed it, the tweak this week, you want to make sure you're so super solid in understanding the tweak this week, because it is the setup. We're going to do it again next week, but it's the setup for the following week, which is really cool. We're not done yet. Like I said, we go right to the very last day. I try to not talk about the end of the program yet, because like we still essentially have like 3.5 weeks until we're there. That's a lot of time. I know that a lot of you have questions about maintenance, questions about what happens to the Facebook group, what happens to the app. We are going to make sure that you do not leave this group without feeling super calm and confident about next steps, that you have all the information that you need to continue to move forward, whether that's on your own, or it's the couple weeks in between the spring summer program, or you've signed up for the spring summer program. We're going to make sure you feel calm and confident about next steps, no matter where you are at. So don't stress about that, because sometimes people are future tripping and then it's stopping you from like doing the things that you need to do each day. We are not done. We still have guest segments. We got Dr. Beverly coming next week on Tuesday to build on the conversation we had with Dr. Dina. So if you missed the Dr. Dina conversation this week, I highly suggest you watch or listen to that. We have a lot more to talk about, more tweaks coming down the pipeline, a lot more guests. Remember, if I didn't get to your question today, which I did not get to any, I don't think. First of all, never stop asking. And copy and paste it over on the top of the page, the question of the day page or the check-in video, and the team will be sure to answer it over there. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.